Well, good day, everybody, and welcome to the Keystone HTC Podcast, Episode 6. My name is Jerry McPherson, and today I have a question for you. How often do you hear your customers say, "Wow," about your property? Well, if this is an everyday occurrence, then you're on the right track, and you don't have to listen to this podcast. But if it's less, then I have 8 ways you can use to wow your customers so they'll want to return. The essence of being a great host is showing your guests you care and that they are your number one concern. I've heard that if you use common sense and some key phrases with your guest, that should be enough to make them want to come back. For example, smile. And I just don't mean in person. Smile when you're talking on the phone. You might have heard that you can hear a smile. Well, you can also hear a frown. Ask questions during the check-in, such as, "How was your trip? Did you have a good flight?" Anything to show personal interest. During their stay, you could ask, "How was your stay?" or "What are your plans? And may I suggest?" During the checkout, "Oh, that was so quick. We are sorry to see you go. How was your stay? I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come back." Well, these are all wonderful suggestions and should be automatic. And if this is not happening now at your property, you might be in the wrong business. Unfortunately, I have been to too many properties where these basics are not happening. But are these basics enough to make your guests go wow? Here are 8 ways you can use to wow your guests. 1. Have the appropriate software system. Ensure your guests' second, third, 100th visit is as good as their first. Have systems in place to guarantee you are able to have the same degree of service on a consistent basis. A quality check-in system should enable you to build a profile for all your guests that you can use for every visit. The upfront cost for such a system may be high, but if used properly, you should recoup your investment with returned guests in no time. 2. Hire the right staff. As I mentioned in episode 5, emotional skills cannot be taught. You can't give staff the desire to bend over backwards for your customers. You have to find staff that can be empathetic with your guests. Have appropriate systems and tools in place in order for them to deliver first-class service, and empower them with the confidence and authority to deal with complaints properly. 3. Know your guests. Learn your guests' names and use them. Also, teach your staff so that they can recognize and remember your loyal guests. This will form an immediate sense of hospitality that they'll certainly find flattering. 4. After check-in, once you've given decent time for your guests to settle in their room, the front desk should phone the guests to make sure everything is in order and acceptable. And during this call, you'll be able to ask if there's any additional requests that may have been forgotten during check-in. 5. Be available. Be on hand in your hotel and have personal contact with your guests. This builds rapport and confidence. Get to know and listen to your guests. They're far more likely to tell you what they want if they know you and what would encourage them to come back. If you know your guests, it's easier for you to anticipate their needs and deliver it on a constant basis. 6. Be flexible. Don't be so constrained by your own rules that you can't extend your breakfast for guests who may wish to sleep in a little, or extend a checkout for somebody who has a late flight. Is this actually a big problem if it means your guests enjoyed their stay and they'll tell others? 7. Leave them with a last impression. Make certain they realize you appreciate their business. An earnest thank you from you can go a long way. Give them a little memento from your property or region to take home with them as a lasting reminder. 8. Walk them outside. When your guests have checked out, walk them out the door, like you would do with a close friend when they're leaving your home. A warm smile and a handshake can go a long way to encourage guests to return. Well, these podcasts are for you, so we'd love to hear any questions or feedback you have about today's episode. Or if you have any wow stories you would like to share, please leave them in the comment section. The show notes for each episode can be found on our website, KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com, and click blog or go directly to the blog at KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.